Track 6. Overcontrollers versus undercontrollers. Mask dependency. In the last track, we talked about expanding choice points. As you know, not all battering relationships go through the standard cycle that includes the violent action followed by the honeymoon phase and finally the build up to more violence. Which one of your clients does not follow this standard abuse cycle? In The Abusive Personality, Violence and Control in Intimate Relationships, Dutton points out that the type of batterer determines whether a cycle appears or doesn't appear. Dutton divides abusers into over-controllers versus under-controllers and instrumental versus impulsive. First, let's look at over-controllers versus under-controllers. Over-controllers usually act out infrequently. Over-controllers, like Charles, deny their rage. They experience long-term chronic frustration and resentment. Charles, age 34, wasn't one of those men who got so wrapped up with his life that he took his wife Martha for granted. Quite the contrary. Charles knew all of Martha's movements during the day. Charles displayed his over-controlling nature by calling Martha constantly. He wanted to monitor her activities and make sure she was where she said she would be. However, in treatment, Charles would deny his rage and instead feel frustrated and resentful. Jacobson refers to over-controllers as pit bulls and states they have a masked dependency on their wives. By masked dependency, I mean a dependency of which the batterer is unaware. The over-controlling batterer usually scores high on avoidant personality disorder assessments. Over-controllers not only deny their anger, but also avoid conflicts. I've found that the over-controlling batterer usually reports having a cycle of 1 week without anger and 1 week with anger. Thus, for an entire week, the over-controlling male might find he has nothing to report in an anger log. Under-controllers, on the other hand, don't deny their rage. And unlike the over-controllers, under-controllers act out frequently. Thomas, age 27, came into our sessions complaining about his wife, Teresa. He stated, "She gets mad at me because I gamble, but gambling makes me feel like I have at least some excitement in my life. She runs the house by taking care of the finances and the kids. Gambling just provides a kind of excitement that I can't get from my marriage. Teresa makes everything so boring and predictable." In a later session, Thomas also stated that his kids always seem to side with Teresa. Thomas stated, "I do have a bit of a temper, and I get angry when the kids side with Teresa instead of me." Thomas seemed unaware of the demeaning impact his actions had on Teresa. Thomas was also unaware that he was making submissive requests when he asked Teresa, "Will you allow me to gamble?" Thus, Thomas the under-controller acts out frequently when he feels rejection from Teresa or from his children. Oftentimes, his feelings were similar to those which accompanied rejection from his father. Have you found, like I have, that with under-controllers, a cycle doesn't appear? I found that with Thomas, the explosions of violence were so frequent and unpredictable that the honeymoon phase and build-up phase were not experienced. Thus, a cycle didn't appear. A technique I found helpful with over-controllers and under-controllers was to listen to Charles and Thomas without any hint of criticism or rejection. As you know, this helped to build a therapeutic alliance and create a safe environment. This obviously is a basic therapy concept, but think about a client with whom you have not yet bonded and whose actions are contrary to your value system. Do a body scan during your next session to assess nonverbal messages of disapproval that you may be conveying. Ask yourself, how much secondary traumatic stress syndrome do I experience when treating batterers? Do I need to increase the frequency of body scanning to create and maintain a positive therapeutic relationship with my physically abusive client? Recall from the beginning of this track that Dutton not only differentiates between over-controllers and under-controllers, Dutton also draws a distinction between the impulsive and the instrumental batterer. Both the over-controller and the impulsive batterer go through battering cycles. However, the under-controller and the instrumental batterer do not go through a regular cyclical pattern. So, let's look at Dutton's classification of batterers related to instrumental batterers versus impulsive batterers. Impulsive versus instrumental. Impulsive batterers are men who act out frequently in response to a building inner tension. This building of tension can be compared to a balloon that's filled with air until it eventually becomes too full and pops. Recall Thomas from earlier in this track. He was upset with his wife Teresa because she didn't approve of his gambling. If you recall, Thomas described gambling as a way to obtain excitement in his otherwise boring life. Thomas stated, I'm 27 and still young. I need some kind of action in my life. For Thomas, excitement, or lack thereof, is an issue that creates tension for him. I find that Thomas may feel the way he does because the rejection from his children reminds him of beatings his father gave him. These beatings were with a closed fist. However, regarding instrumental batterers, unlike impulsive batterers, Jacobson describes instrumental batterers as cobras. They tend to use violence coldly to obtain a specific objective. Instrumental batterers are more intensely violent than other batterers. In fact, they're more likely to use a weapon against their victim during an altercation. Obviously, Thomas does not fall into this category, but George did. Jacobson cites the case of George, whose intimidation of his wife, Vicky, was cold and systematic. George used intimidation as a way of controlling Vicky. She would do anything for him, but it never seemed to be enough. George used instrumental abuse with everyone in his life and was successful. As long as he was mean and tough with women, it was second nature for George to combine sweet talk with threats. George had an uncanny sense of how to get Vicky emotionally entangled. In a separate session with Vicky, she stated, "I mistakenly saw George's cynical side at first as a mark of his vulnerability." Do Dutton's classifications of over-control versus under-control and impulsive versus instrumental provide a helpful clarification regarding a client you're currently treating? In the next track, we'll discuss what I term nice guy positioning strategies. Question 6. How do impulsive batterers differ from instrumental batterers?